Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, first of all, congratulations. Second straight AFC game you're hosting in your own stadium. That's a remarkable feat for you and your team.
Well, it's a privilege to be playing in this game, and it's a great opportunity for a football team. We've worked hard this year, and certainly the players put in a lot of hours and time, both on and off the field in preparation, and they perform well under pressure to win those games to put us in this spot. So, now hopefully we take advantage of it.
All right, you go back to the beginning of December, even 4 or 5 weeks ago, a lot of people have written this Ravens team off. Fair to say that this is the toughest mentally tested team you guys have faced in the Baltimore Ravens?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think that's easy to say, and they've been that way for quite a while. You know, they've been in the playoffs the last 5 years. They've won playoff games the last 5 years, so they've always been able to win in the playoffs. They've won a lot of playoff games on the road. They're mentally and physically tough. They're well coached. They're sound. They play a lot of good football, and I think there's a reason for their success over time and their consistency, and they've shown that time and again. Certainly the Denver game, they had a lot of things going against them in that game, the short week, the travel to Denver, all that stuff, double overtime, but they just did what they needed to do to win, and that's why they're here.
I think the Denver game is so fresh in everybody's minds, everybody watched it, that you can't forget the long plays, the chunk plays downfield. How much of their offense is predicated on trying to get, big shots down the field?
Well, they take them in every game, and they hit them in every game, and they get them to a lot of different guys. Certainly, Bolden and Torrey Smith make the majority of them, but they've gotten plenty from their tight ends and from their other receivers as well as some checkdowns and running plays to Rice and Pierce. So those guys are dangerous in the passing game and in the running game, and they get the ball to the receivers, whether it be down the sideline or if you play two cover two, they'll run the middle reads to Bolden and the tight ends. So they can do it a lot of different ways, it's really everybody's just got to hold up out there. I mean, you can't just put it all on one guy because they get it to everybody. Whoever's got their guy has got to be able to, keep the ball from getting thrown over our head.
All right, sounds good, Coach. We're all looking forward to it. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from KHatch1187. Wants to know that with the new rules with the NFL, all scoring plays, all change of possession goes to review. How has that changed the way you handle throwing the red flag out of the sock?
Well, it certainly, in one respect, makes it a lot easier because you don't have to worry about whether to challenge those plays or not. It's automatic. And again, those are a lot of the kind of plays that you would want to challenge as a coach. A lot of the plays now that get challenged are the ones that are just short of that, the ones that aren't touchdowns, but maybe you think they are if you're the offensive team, or that aren't turnovers, but you think might be a turnover if you're the team getting the turnover. It's the ones that are almost those plays. Those are the ones that are probably most likely to be challenged.
Coach, has been great with the questions all year long. Keep them coming. Got to follow us at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. We're going to look at the Bellastrator later. What are we going to look at with the Ravens?
Oh, some explosive plays.
All right, sounds good. We're looking forward to it.